Running on Sun and Water. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm driving across the state of Tennessee off of just the only two energy sources is Sun and Water. Matter of fact, the name of the vehicle, I named it Forces of Nature.
That's Middle Tennessee State University professor Dr. Cliff Ricketts. And yesterday, he made a triumphant trip across Tennessee from Bristol, Virginia to West Memphis, Arkansas, all in a Toyota Tercel, but he wasn't running on gasoline. The 552-mile run was on hydrogen produced by solar panels at the university.
It has so many implications. One is environmentally clean, and the environment, the green energy thing is the keys of so many people now. It also has implications for the economy, because from what I understand about economics, our biggest contributor to the trade imbalance is the purchase of foreign oil. And I even think it has implications for world peace, because we're in the Mideast partially because of oil.
Dr. Ricketts has been working with alternative fuels since the 1970s with his job in the agri-science department at MTSU, and he feels this research is helping not only his students, but also folks around the world.
People climb mountains and people ride bulls, and that's fun, but it also hurts you. You know, this is a goal that I think makes a difference in mankind.
This is the kind of technology that we use on our farm equipment, our vehicles. If we can get this perfected where we can use it on all our vehicles, we wouldn't have to rely on that foreign oil, and we could produce it right here and make a safer, cleaner, and hopefully make the whole world safer.
And those last comments coming from State Senator Jim Tracy, who rode along for a few miles with Dr. Ricketts in his Forces of Nature car, making the historic trip across Tennessee on Sun and Water. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.